Welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire.
So, let's ask Billy to come up, because he's going to tell you a little bit about how God's impacted his life. Okay, make sure it's recording on this microphone as well. Will you, the message? Right, well, Billy, yeah. I'm just going to leave it to you, I think. You can just tell us what you've got. A bit nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be. No. Hey, you can't read my notes.
When Paul asked us to come up last night...
You need to hold that right up by your mouth.
When Paul asked us to come up and say a few words on what's happened for me, the first thing I'd done was I prayed about it. And what Jesus said to me was, just remember, he who is within you is stronger and mightier than he who is within
the
world.
Good.
And from that, it just gave me, it just sums up everything that's happened for me. I still find it hard to believe that. 8-9 months ago, I was living in a flat in Tyneside and I was addicted to heroin. I was addicted to numerous drugs, alcohol. I was with a lot of evil people, you know. I was doing evil things myself. It was a nasty life, you know. I'd spent most of my life in prison. Spent most of my life on the streets, begging for money for heroin, that sort of stuff, you know. It's a disgusting, horrible life. And I didn't care anymore. I mean, my physical health was just destroyed. Doctors were saying I wouldn't make it till this Christmas. I'd put that many drugs and substances in my body that I was done. And then doctors come up and says, oh, we found a lump near your pancreas, which we need to check out and stuff. And I just turned around and I says, I was glad, to be honest, at the time. That's the state of despair I was in. I thought, bring it on. What more can happen? I didn't care, to be honest. I was in a mess. I really was in a true, horrible, horrible mess. But I was looking for a way out, to be honest, and I didn't care what happened to me anymore. That was the bottom line. So Jesus broke through and he showed us what I was doing to my daughter. It's hard to explain. It was like, I didn't care about me, but the one bit of love I had left in my body, I cared about her. And the Lord says to us, can you do it to her? Feel the pain that she's going through? Do you want her to lose you? And I said, no, to be honest. I'd lost everything else in my life. My mother and father were dead. My brother committed suicide through drinking drugs. I was in a mess, you know what I mean? So I got on my knees that night and I says, well, Lord, look, I says, I don't want this to happen. I says, I don't want my daughter to go through the hell of me being like this. So he says, right, I'm going to help you. And he spoke to us. He says, I'm going to help you. He says, but what I want you to do is follow exactly what I say. He tells us to get up and leave everything behind. I'm always one for arguing with a boss, you know what I mean? I says, whoa. I says, wait. I says, I want to listen to you. I says, no. He says, I had medication in me, which is significant. I had a lot of medication in my flat, heroin substitute, methadone, and tablets and stuff. And when you're an addict, these are your life, you know. You do not part with these for anything. These mean a lot to you, more than anything. He says, I want you to take all these to your local doctor and hand them in. And I'm like, yes. I says, Lord, no, please, no. I says, well, just let us sell them and get some money for my travels, whatever. And he says, no. He says, do you want this or not? I says, yes. He says, I'll free you from everything. He says, basically, you have to do this. So I went to my doctors and I've made like an emergency appointment. I've went in and I've come in with like 2 carrier bags full of medication. And I'm a drug addict and I'm thinking I'm going crazy. You know, I've put this stuff on the desk and I've said, I've had enough. I can't do this anymore. This stuff's destroying us mentally, physically, spiritually. It's chewing us up. The doctor looked as if I'd finally lost the plot, to be honest. He really did. But what come of that was the doctor said I'd hit something called crisis point. It must be a medical term for cracking up, you know what I mean? And so I left the surgery. I walked out of there. And I ended up staying at what I class as a safe house, you know, up in Newcastle. I was not around with a lot of evil people. And when you just get up and walk away from these people, they're not too happy. They want to know why, you know what I mean? And I had a lot of fear insiders and everything. But I had to just trust in Jesus, to be honest, that he would help. I didn't know what was next. I only had the clothes on my back. I had no money in my pocket. I had nothing. Then my phone rang, and it was the doctor had gone in touch with a social worker, who in turn, and the stuff that happens from now on is just stuff that doesn't happen. There's waiting lists for this sort of thing that are miles long up in Newcastle. No, it just doesn't happen. And then he says, right, we need to meet up with you, so to come and see us. And she says, right, I can get you in, like in a couple of days' time, into a treatment centre that does detox and stuff. So the first thing I thought, coming off all these drugs is going to be hell, you know what I mean? So I'm praying to the Lord. I says, Lord, look, please just, it was one of these miraculous things where I'm cured, you know what I mean? Jesus said, no. He says, you're going to have to suffer. He As soon as you want this, you're going to have to go on through this and remember it. So I went away for 9 weeks, and 9 weeks in a detox centre in Portsmouth. It was living hell, to be honest. I spent the whole 9 weeks reading the Psalms in the Bible. That was all I could read. I couldn't read anything else. I was in a mess. It was a nightmare. But through prayer, there was no medication down there or nothing. It was a case of just getting on with it. But through prayer, and I got through it. And then from there, I started making plans to stay down there, to be honest. And then the Lord stepped in again, and he says, no, you're not staying there. He moved it back up to Scarborough, into another place. So I come to the place in Scarborough, and stuff that's happened in my life since I've come here is truly amazing. It is. I found this church, and I don't know where do I begin, to be honest, with the stuff that he's done. Everything that's been replaced, that God took away in my life through addiction, is starting to be replaced just through prayer and asking Jesus.
Yeah.
See it in the Bible, if you ask, you will receive. If you seek, you'll find. If you knock, he'll answer, and that's exactly what he's done. It doesn't pull any punches, that book. It works. It does exactly what it says on the box. It's the truth, you know. Everything I've asked him for, he's given us. My relationship with my daughter at the minute, and that was in turmoil. She really hated me for what I was doing, you know. And now the joy that I get from just a simple phone call, you know, and just telling us about our day and stuff, and it hits you, you know. It's truly amazing. I went up to Newcastle to get a flat to live in. The council said, we're not going to help you because of my past, you know. I've done a lot of bad things. But Jesus stepped in again. The social worker, they don't do deposits for flats. It just doesn't happen because we'd have to do it to anyone. And said, oh, we'll make an exception this time. She stepped in, and there's a lot of exceptions being made lately, believe me. She steps in, and within a matter of days, the flat's coming, and I thought, right, well, I'm going to end up getting some sort of squalor somewhere, you know. And I was up in Newcastle on Thursday, and the estate agent showed with his flat, and it's just amazing, you know. It's a two-bedroom, perfect for what me and my daughter need. It's fully furnished. It's even got a dishwasher, you know what I mean? All the stuff I lost in your flat's been replaced in abundance, you know. It's just unbelievable.
That's good.
And nothing needs done in the flat. The one thing that needs done, this is another crazy thing, my daughter's got a heart set on decorating this flat, and there's only one thing that needs done in this flat, and it's a touch of decorating. And it's just, I just know that it's the Lord, you know, doing this stuff. It's just unbelievable. And then, since I've been up here as well, my physical health was in a mess, you know, really, really in a mess. I was bleeding internally through injecting heroin and drinking silly amounts of alcohol, you know. And I just daft lump inside it. So the treatment centre where I'm in at the minute says, you have to go to hospital, you have to go and get this checked out. So I thought, well, I might as well, you know. I've went back up. They've done a few tests on it the first time, one of these CT scan things. I went away, I was waiting results, and then the phone is up and says, look, you're going to have to come back. So I've went back up to the place, and then they've done another test, they've sent us away. And when I've come back, they've said, you're going to have to come back. I go, oh, there's something wrong here. I've done all this for nothing. They're going to tell us I've got some terrible illness, you know. So I get back up there to the hospital, and the woman's doing one of these pregnancy scan things, you know, these things right there. And she's spending like something like 20 minutes on my stomach. And I'm thinking, what is wrong here? And she said, I just can't find it. She went, we've got the pictures from Newcastle where you're up in the general hospital. She went, there is a lump there in your pancreas. She went, we need to get inside you and get it tested and stuff. She went, but I can't seem to find it. And I'm lying there in my head, and I thought, oh, I know what's happened here. She even gets her boss in, and they're standing there, you know, looking at two pictures in the air. And I'm thinking, well, we must have made a mistake. The £1 million worth of equipment we've used on you must have made a mistake. So I thought, fair enough. And then my general health, it's just, I mean, I was sort of on blood clots and a lot of bad things on, you know, my body, and now it's all gone. There's nothing there anymore. I try to worry about things today, and there's nothing left to worry about. Jesus has removed everything. Whenever I get a problem, he just steps in and annihilates that problem straight away. Amen. It's just the power that the Lord's done, the love that he's shown on me in a minute is just truly amazing. It really is. I'm moving back up in a few days. I'm just waiting for a check to clear, basically. It's a check that shouldn't have happened, you know. For Newcastle, once that check clears, I'm moving up there. And my daughter, you know, I only used to ever see her on weekends on a Sunday because that's all she could really stand with, to be honest. And I was speaking with my ex-partner the other day, and she turned around and she says, well, on a night time after school, because your flat's so close to our school, another coincidence, you know, she says, she goes to her grandma's because they work on a night time. She says, so I need to make an amends to my daughter for the way I behaved and stuff, you know. And she says, well, part of your amends, why don't you let her come to your house from school and eating a cup of tea every night. And I thought, well, straight away, I says, yes, I'll do that. So that means I'm going to be seeing my daughter every single day of the week and on a weekend. And she's even bought us a gift because when we burped in, she brought us the Idiot's Guide to Cooking. And all this stuff is just, you couldn't buy this, you know, you couldn't want for more. It's just the Lord knows your heart and he knows what you really want. Even if you don't ask it sometimes, he knows what's in there and he just gives you these gifts. It's truly amazing. So I don't know what's happening next, but I know in fact it'll be something good. Before I finish, I'll just say thank you to everyone in the church for, thank you to the Lord for putting all you people in my path. It's been a magical journey. It hasn't been easy, believe me. It's been hard sometimes, but walking with Jesus, it's just helped me through a lot. It really has. Thank you to all of you anyway.
Amen. Thank you. That's great. Terrific. You're getting a lot of clapping. He's missed out a bit about how he looks about 10 years younger, doesn't he? Yeah. When we first met him here. Talk about God, really. I remember when you came, I thought you were sort of late 30s, early 40s. You looked it. And, I mean, he don't now, does he?
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.